You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You mentioned last night's national championship game. How about the UConn Huskies? That's the best two-year run in college basketball in my lifetime, maybe ever. I'm sure that there's schools before I was born that strung together six and seven titles in 8 or 9 years or whatever. But for UConn to win its sixth national title last night the way it did, with the same blueprint against Purdue, frankly, that it implemented against Alabama. Tight game early, getting all it could handle for the first several minutes. Rather than making adjustments, they stay the course and they pull away. 75-60 win. Back-to-back years, they win the championship. First team to win titles in consecutive seasons in college basketball, Danny, since the Florida Gators in 06 when they beat George Mason University in the Final Four en route to the title with Joakim Noah.
And Al Horford and company, yeah.
And then they did it again in 2007. But since then, we have not seen a team go back-to-back. And not only did UConn do it, but they made it look easy last night.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, as you said, this is what they've done throughout. I mean, there are times where they just are way better than somebody. I guess they're better than everybody. But it's a back-and-forth game. And you're going, Purdue is in this. Zach Edey is eating in the first half. I think at one point he's like 8-for-10 from the field. And they're having a tough time. And, you know, a couple big buckets here and there. And it's tied. It's a two-point game. It's 4 points. It's never really out of hand. And it feels even. Then you look up. UConn's up 13. That's the story to me. It's this relentless, never-ceasing effort. Unselfish, moving without the basketball, playing great defense. The analogy I'd always use is in pro sports, sometimes you could put a hand in Kobe Bryant's face. If it's his day, it's going in, right? All you can do is the best you can. And that's how they defend it, right? All the time. They make it difficult for you. You might knock a shot down. They're undaunted. They don't hang their heads. They never whine about it, grouse about it, pout about it, make it a bad call against them. They are a never-ceasing wave of energy and effort, and they play together at such an incredible level. It's a marvel to watch.
Well, last year when the Huskies ran the table in the tourney and won the six games to cut down the nets, they won those six games by an average of 20 points. Statistically, that's one of the most dominant tournament runs in history. And then they lost the vast majority of the players from their top 7-8-man rotation last year. And with a pretty different group, they come back this year, and they were more dominant by the numbers. Last year, they averaged a 20-point win in the tournament. This year, 23.3, if you go all the way back to their opener in the 116 matchup. They averaged winning by 23.3 points. In fact, every one of their wins in both years, that's 12 consecutive tournament games. We're talking about Final Four games, semifinal. You know, the national championship game against the best there is for you to play with the title on the line. They have won by 10 or more points in all 12 of those games. And this year, the closest it got was 12 points. But you mentioned Zach Edey. He's amazing. You know, the start of the game for Purdue, I thought, was really, really good. Because Edey comes out, and he was just going one-on-one with the big for UConn, Klingon. And they basically decided to start the game, we're going to allow our 7-footer to try to get on his left shoulder because he's going to bounce the ball, dribble, go left, and then come back around for like a hook. We're just going to let him D him up, and we're going to give up some points. I thought they were going to make an adjustment because Edey was eating their lunch. He had 14 points 8 minutes into the game as they were even at that point. They had a narrow lead with like 7:50 to go in the first half. Timeout was called. He's chirping at the bench. And it seemed like Danny Hurley was going to have to make a major change. They didn't.
They never had
they
to.
They just parred the course.
Yeah. Well,
here's what they did, though. They said, give Edie whatever he wants. He's getting two at a time, not three at a time. We're going to defend the perimeter. We're going to defend their shooters. He'll get his 25 or 30, which, by the way, he averaged 25 points a game this year, which is incredible. So they said Fletcher Lawyer, Braden Smith, Lance Jones, Mason Gillis, all those guys that hit the threes, not tonight. Purdue only attempted 3 3-pointers in the first half and, in fact, made one the entire game, 1 for 7 from distance. You don't see that in this era.
No, I think it may have been a transition three as well from Smith.
But only 7 attempts doesn't happen.
That tells the story.
Because they basically said, don't double-team Edie. Like everyone else tries to do to get him to kick the ball, and then you get an open look, somebody's open somewhere. Let him score. He scored 37 points. They still lost by 15. It was such a great plan. It was executed so well. Hurley's unbelievable. That team is awesome.
And the patience to stay with it, as you said, when adversity's striking. Because, like, you have an idea, and as you said, I think it was like 14 points in the first, you know, handful of minutes before the first TV timeout. There might be some confidence shaken in there. There might be a, hey, are we sure this is the right plan? They never waver. They know that, again, the analogy I've used for them is they're like a boa constrictor. Like, they know they're going to get you. You might get some shots in. You might have a lead. You might be tied or close. Eventually, that vice is going to squeeze, and you'll be looking up at the scoreboard down double digits. What an incredible run they've been on. I'm fascinated to see what's next for Hurley. Because you know as the musical chairs of coaches happens, someone's going to go, let's go pay that guy $15 million. Let's see, right? And UConn has been wildly successful, not just recently here, but over the years. They're up there now with the blue of the bluest bloods in terms of national championships with a bunch of different runs under Calhoun and company. They're now, you have to consider them among the UCLAs, the UNCs, the Dukes, and company. And yet another, by the way, championship for the Big East. That's two in the last, 4 or 5 years for the Big East.
That means Georgetown's good, right?
Isn't yeah,
that
totally.
How that works? 6 national titles for UConn. And in the last quarter century, they've accomplished more as much as anybody else. I don't think Hurley's going anywhere. I'll just take him at his word. I mean, last night, he answered questions about the Kentucky job with conviction. It would have been really easy if there's any thought about making the move or your agent's talking to them or whatever for him to just downplay it or no sell it and just say, guys, I'm celebrating with my team. We just won a national title. But he didn't. He talked about trying to go for a third. He talked about if I went to Kentucky, I'd have to get a divorce. Like, my wife isn't interested. I mean, those are pretty serious ways to answer that question. So what's next for him? I think a third national title. I don't know if it's next year or the year after, but I think he stays.
I bet
at
on
UConn
that guy.
And
yeah.
As a reminder, he interviewed for the Georgetown job when they gave it to Patrick Ewing. Just an aside. Not really important, but just not a sermon. Just so everybody knows, I believe he was the runner-up to Patrick
that
Ewing. Trying to come to Georgetown.
Man, that information is that's interesting information, Grant.
Just so everybody remembers.
Should remember that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.